Good evening. For a number of years now, there has been a television show on entitled Undercover Boss. If you're familiar with this, maybe you understand the premise, but for those of you that don't, what happens is each of these episodes, there's a CEO from a specific company that will go undercover into his own company. And oftentimes he will take the role of an entry-level position and work alongside those who are doing the hard labor within the company. And it's interesting to see the perspective that this CEO gets over time. You know, maybe it's several weeks he's working there, maybe it's longer, but over this period of time, he learns a lot about his company. He learns a lot about how the day-to-day things actually work. He learns a lot about the people that are working for him. He learns about the work ethic of the people. He learns the attitude that they have towards the organization and towards leadership in that organization. And every episode, it ends with the CEO revealing himself, who he is, and there are a number of things that may take place as a result. But it's an interesting concept. You know, I started thinking about this idea, and I wonder, what if this happened in a spiritual sense? What if Jesus was undercover in your life? Let's just kind of think through this idea for a minute. What if Jesus was with you when you went to work and saw the way you interacted with people, saw the way you treated others, saw the way that you worked? Did you use your time wisely, or were you finding ways to slack off? What if Jesus was with you as you went and did extracurricular activities, whether it's going out to playing a sport, or going and watching movies, or going and doing whatever it may be to entertain yourself? What would he think about the way you carried yourself, the things you said, and the way you acted? What would he think about the activities you involved yourself in life? You know, it's oftentimes the case that we try to be different people based on who's around us. Maybe you think about from a work perspective. When you know that your boss is walking by your desk, you make yourself look busy whether you're busy or not. When we are surrounded by Christian influences, maybe we're more careful about the things we say or the topics we bring up or how we act. Oftentimes, based on who's around us, we change to a certain degree who we are. But I wonder, if you didn't know Jesus was around, what would he think about your life? You see, in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus tells this parable. And it's a fascinating story because it begins with a discussion on Judgment Day. And he talks about, in verses 31 through 33, he talks about how in the day of judgment, he would separate those who were righteous and those who were unrighteous, just as sheep, separating sheep and goats, right? So he paints this picture of this judgment scene for his people. They're gathered together and they're being divided based on who is righteous and who is unrighteous. But what I want you to notice what he has to say about those who are righteous. Notice with me, starting in verse 34. It said, "Then the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you blessed of the Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. See, here, as Jesus has separated these two groups, to the sheep and the goats, he's talking to the sheep, those who are righteous, and he said, here's why you're righteous. Look what you did. Your actions show, not just to me, but to those around you, that you're righteous. Because when I was in need, you came to me. You provided for me. You recognized how important I was in your life, and you acted upon it and demonstrated that love. But it's interesting because the story doesn't stop there. See, if we continue on, the response from the people is, when did we help you? Notice with me, starting verse 37. So then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in? Or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? Verse 40. And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. See, here in this discussion Jesus is having with those who are righteous, he said, I need you to understand, you may not have done it to me personally. You didn't find me hungry and give me food, or thirsty and give me something to drink. You didn't find me as a stranger and take me in. You didn't find me in prison and visit me. But you did. See, inasmuch as you did it to the least of these, you did it to me. The least of these. You know, I want you to think about your life for just a minute. Who in your life is the least of these? Let's understand the power of this passage here. And what Jesus is trying to point out to us. The least of these in our life are not those that it's easy to provide for. You know, it's easy for us to take care of those who are sick within our family. To feed a friend who is hungry. It's easy to take someone in that we have had a long time relationship with and provide shelter for them. But Jesus, as he was discussing, having this discussion with those who were righteous, he said, you did these things to the least of these. You did it to maybe that coworker that drives you crazy every single day. You did it to that neighbor that always has their music too loud. You did it to that kid at school who is a social outcast and sits by themselves and no one wants anything to do with them. You did it to those who have wronged you in the past, but you chose to care for them, to love them, and to provide for them. Did it to the least of these. See, Jesus, in this discussion with those who are righteous, said, you didn't do it to me, but you did it for me and provided for those who were in need. But notice the contrast. verses 41 through 46, Jesus continues and has this discussion about those who are unrighteous, those who were separated from the sheep. Starting verse 41, he said, then he will say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not take me in, naked and you did not clothe me, sick and in prison and you did not visit me. Then they will also answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, assuredly I say to you, as much as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. You know, here, this statement from those, the second group, those who are unrighteous, is fascinating to me. He said, Jesus, when did we see you and not minister to you? Jesus, when did we see you and not provide for you and take care of you and feed you and give you water? When did we see you and not help you because we knew you needed help? Jesus, if we saw you, we would have done it. We would have taken care of you. We love you. We would have provided for you, Jesus. When did we do that? When did we not provide? She said, it's not about me being around you taking care of me. It's about providing for others because of me. See, I think all of us would agree that if Jesus was walking beside us in life, it would be easy to provide for those who were in need, to care for the sick, to feed those who were hungry, to give water to those who were thirsty, to visit those who were in prison. But when we think Jesus isn't around, it becomes more of a challenge. But Jesus in this parable makes it clear to us that as we go through life, he is always there. See, the truth is, the way we treat others has a direct impact on our relationship with Christ. You know, oftentimes when we think about righteousness, see, that parable was all about those who are righteous and unrighteous. Oftentimes when we think about righteousness, we think about us doing the things that helps us have a relationship with God. I'm going to be faithful to God. I'm going to keep his commands. I'm going to do the right things. I'm going to follow the word, right? I'm going to try to live alongside beside the word. But oftentimes I don't know that we think about the significance of our interactions with other people when it comes to our righteousness. But Jesus makes it clear that the way we treat others has a direct impact on our relationship with Christ. See, Jesus has this expectation that us as his children, us as his disciples, are going to treat others as if they were Jesus. Everyone we interact with, the expectation is we treat them as if they were Jesus. What does that mean? What does it mean for us to do that? I think about the Good Samaritan. You know, here in Luke chapter 10, Jesus tells this familiar parable, but it's a powerful parable, and it starts because of this conversation he has with a certain lawyer. This certain lawyer comes to him and asking him, what shall he do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus tells him, You've got to keep the law, right? He said, you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and you love your neighbor as yourself. How do you inherit eternal life? It's about how you treat others. Love God and love others. But the lawyer asked this question of who is my neighbor? I'm told I'm supposed to love my neighbor as myself, but who is my neighbor? How do I love my neighbor? That's where Jesus goes into this parable and talks about this certain man who was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves and was stripped and beaten and left for dead on the side of the road. And twice, those who you would think would provide for him passed by. A priest walks by, sees the man on the side of the road, but crosses on the other side. A Levite does the same thing, sees this man on the side of the road, left for dead, and passes by on the other side. But then there was the Samaritan, this man who they were sworn enemies of each other, Jews and Samaritans, sees his enemy on the side of the road, stops and cares for him, and tends to his needs, takes him to the inn where he's able to find the help he needs to recover, and pays for everything for him because he saw a need. It wasn't because he was trying to impress someone. It wasn't because he was forced into it. But he cared for this man because that was his neighbor. And that was a man who was in need. So at the end of this parable, Jesus asks this lawyer, so who was it who was a neighbor to him who fell among thieves? In verse 37 of Luke chapter 10, the lawyer said, he who showed mercy on him. You know, the way we treat others and the way we interact with others has a direct impact on our relationship with Christ. See, the only way that we can truly love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength is if we love our neighbor as ourself. The only way we can truly love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and all our strength is if we love those we interact with every day as if they were Jesus. So the question tonight is, if Jesus was undercover in your life, what would he think? What would he say? What would he think about your commitment to him? What would he think about the love that you have for him and for others? See, tonight, I want us to consider this question, because righteousness with God is not just about being immersed in water and having our sins washed away. Being righteous in the eyes of God is not just about looking to his word and trying to mold our life after it. Being righteous in the eyes of God is more than just showing up on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Being righteous in the eyes of God requires that we treat those we interact with every day, no matter who they are, as if they were Jesus. So as you think about your life tonight, what would Jesus say if he was undercover in it? Maybe as you think about that question, you realize you need to make some changes. Maybe you haven't been demonstrating the love that we're called to as children of God. Maybe you failed to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength because you failed to love your neighbor as yourself. Tonight, if you need encouragement to make that change and have that mindset change, let us encourage you any way that we can. We want to be able to pray for you, to help hold each other accountable, to strengthen one another. But the only way that we can help one another is if we let each other know when we're hurting and when we need help. So tonight, if you're struggling spiritually, let us help you. Maybe tonight you've never become a child of God. You've never put on Christ in baptism and begun a life of service to God where you demonstrate to the world around you your true love for God and love for others. See, that life begins with belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That belief causes us to repent of our sins, then we're to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and then we're baptized, coming in contact with the blood of Christ, where our sins are washed away and we begin a life in service to God. Tonight, if you need encouragement or help in your relationship with God, let us do what we can to assist you as we together stand as we sing.